Podtacular E3 Special, Episode 63 for the week of May 15th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 3 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm Let You Cheat.
I am Polychronopoulos.
And here we are with the E3 special show. We're going to be talking all about the trailer that came out on Halo 3, which everybody is super excited about. We're going to be talking about the graphics and sound for the trailer. We're going to be talking a little bit about the story and what it may mean as far as the implications and everything. We're going to talk about the assault rifle and just kind of get into a bunch of stuff about Halo 3. It's going to be awesome. So let's get started.
Sweet.
Before we start, actually, let you guys know that we have, on a side note, we have the Podtacular Season 06 coming up. You can sign up on the forums at podtacular.com, and this is for pro clans and one team each for the recreational clans from Podtacular. It's going to be really cool because, like, you can participate in, like, a season-type thing where there's, like, a grand finale and everything, and, you know, everybody, a whole bunch of teams, like, kind of have a season. Where they, you know, battle for their number one and everything. So, should be pretty cool. Sign up if you guys are into that.
And you're going to do that right now.
All right. Oh, I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so Halo 3 was announced, which we are all pumped about. And sure glad it wasn't Pimps at Sea.
Yes, Pimps at
Pimps
Sea.
Pimps at Sea.
Or like Halo 4Runner, oh my gosh, man, that was like, no, please don't say it so, man. Like some of the people were saying...
I'm looking forward to Orion. Sorry.
But some of the people were saying, like, I guess something that Shane Kim had said that, you know, who I guess works for either Microsoft Games or I'm pretty sure works for Microsoft Games, but he was saying something about how the next whatever game in the Halo universe will be announced shortly. Or something like that. So it made people think that it might not be Halo 3, and it made people worry, and you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was looking forward to Halo Orion.
Halo Orion?
Orion?
What is that? Yeah, the MMO.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Bungie MMO.
Well, maybe, but like, as far as I'm concerned, like, finish the story first, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's like if you ended it on the second Matrix. And just, like, went, okay, before we finish the end, we're going to, like, go back to the very beginning now. It's like, what?
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
You ended up, like, cliffhanger, man. We got to know what happens.
Yeah, I think we all need some closure, definitely.
Yeah, we need closure.
That's what my psychiatrist said anyway.
Well, my psychiatrist says I need to play some Halo 3.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's unanimous. Cool. Well, yeah, so the trailer was shown at E3, and I saw it as soon as it came out, very pumped, very excited. And there's a lot of stuff that a lot of people are talking about, what's going to happen in Halo 3, how the story's going to go, you know, what with the graphics, with the graphics, with the...
Graphics.
The graphics.
With what Master Chief was holding, with, you know, how his armor was and everything. So there's some interesting stuff to talk about. So why don't we start off with the graphics? How about the graphics?
The graphics. Okay.
So why don't you start us off, the 2-sheet?
Okay. Lord Hobo says, "Hi guys. I was so stoked when this went up. It took me a while to get it, but boy was it worth it. If that Halo 3 is running off its actual engine, the game will earn anything the PS3 brings out." I will buy the special edition of this game, assuming they have one. Now, Podtacular will own in the next gen or current gen, depending on how you look at it. Fumo, you now have to get a 360. Now start saving those cents.
I guess I do, but it's coming out in 2007, so
I'm
in no hurry unless something I have to play comes out before then. But anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... Bungie did announce there are a few places for like official information for this stuff. There's Bungie has a series of screenshots, frequently asked questions, and wallpaper, and of course their weekly What's Update news about the Halo 3 video release and announcement. So if you guys want to check out like all the official information as far as it's known, that's the place to find it. And of course the trailer. So one of the things is that they did mention on the news item on Bungie.net is that this is running on Xbox 360 hardware, the trailer. And you know, it's actually rendered with the Halo 3 engine, which means that it's rendered with in-game assets. Now, of course, like they actually ran it like a movie, so things are just perfectly aligned for that. But nonetheless, you know, I think a lot of things we can expect to be on a similar level of, you know, graphical
stability. See, I heard something different.
What's that?
I heard that it was actually running in real time. Kind of like the old UT 2007 demo was, running in real time, calculations on the fly, and all that good stuff. So if that's what it's doing, man, oof.
I don't
crazy.
Know. Yeah, they didn't really mention about that or not. But, okay, well, let's see here. Avalon says, if you look carefully at the beginning of the trailer, you can see a fallen sign with what appears to be a grunt on it. Kind of weird and cool. Don't know if it is a grunt, but nonetheless, kind of cool to see the sign. Yeah, it is a grunt.
Yeah.
It is a grunt.
That it is.
Bungie.
It is a grunt.
It's definitely a grunt. Yep.
Definitely a grunt.
For sure.
Bungie even made a story for it. They said, yeah, it's supposedly a grunt crossing sign. The official quote was, the new Mombasa City Council had an incredibly efficient public works department until and even during the tragic and devastating Covenant invasion. Straight from Bungie's mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty efficient right there.
They don't want you to run over
and
the
everything
grunts.
And like, okay, we gotta let people, you know, let people know there's grunts crossing the road here.
Yeah.
No grunts on the windshield.
Speed limit's 25, school zone, grunt zone, yeah.
Grunt
zone, yeah.
Slow down.
On a somewhat related, but somewhat not, we're still talking about graphics. My friend, we were talking about, he was noticing how shiny Master Chief was, so he says, wow, I'm glad this is the last game or else Master Chief would just blind the Covenant. Every game, it seems, he gets shinier and shinier and shinier.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He still had a lot of like, what do you call that, like the bump mapping? On his to where he had like a lot of dents on his armor and stuff like that, but yeah, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of armor, did you guys notice anything different about the armor?
Wasn't it brown or something?
The gloves are a little bit different, weren't they?
Gloves were different. Apparently, I didn't notice that off the bat. One thing I did notice also is that the shoes are different. They're like it's only slightly different, but it's noticeable, and it was to me anyway.
But, so you notice the shoes, but you didn't notice the gloves.
Must be the shoes, man.
Man.
Yeah, I think he's wearing Jordans, like 2097 editions or whatever.
Oh, sweet, man. I gotta get those. I'm behind about 100 years.
I noticed them.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna start saving up for those.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so that was different, whoopee-doo. Some people are saying, like, oh, it's a new version of gloves or something. And other people are like, dude, he just picked up some gloves somewhere. Big deal. They're just gloves. They're not like, doesn't mean they're super mega gloves or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's also the assault rifle, which we'll be talking about a little later on. So, some cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so, Polly, what's up next, dude?
MIR340 says, I now have reason to buy an Xbox 360. That Halo 3 preview was sick nasty. I swear I thought I was watching some Live Aid for Africa ad. The graphics were so sharp. I don't know much about the Halo backstory prior to Halo 2. I just finished the campaign 2 days ago. And I just want to find as much Halo info or story as I can before this game comes out. By the way, what were those two other spacecrafts other than the Banshees? The smaller one looked pretty cool. Let me know. Shoutouts to Podtacular Rex C.
Cool.
The smaller crafts, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, there was those. There was the Covenant, what was it, the Covenant capital ship, I think it was called, which was the large one on the left as it came, like, close to Master Chief towards the Ark. And then there was the one closer to it, which was the same, which was, I think, the one for the Prophet, which was the same one that was over on the title screen, was over Earth. So
yeah.
There was those two.
Anybody who wants to know more about the Halo backstory, I would recommend they check out the novels. The novels. Oh, the novels are great.
Sweet.
Three so far, and then there's another one coming out sooner or later.
I'm reading the second one right now. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I tried. Maybe I'll try to get into it sometime again. I had trouble in the first one I got with... It seemed kind of cheesy in the beginning, but, you know, maybe if I can just get past that part, I can get to some more interesting stuff. Who knows?
You can do it, Fumo. Fumo.
I believe in me. All right. On to the story and what it may mean. And let's get into a whole bunch of comments people have made about this, the biggest section we got here. Why don't you start us off? The two cheats.
Okay, Painkiller5 says, here's a transcript I made, unless you couldn't tell. Cortana, I have defied gods and demons. Then there's another quote, I am your shield, I am your swords. And then another one, I know you, your past, your future. And then a banshee swoops in, some music plays, and then the so-called forerunner object awakes. Cortana then says, this is the way the world ends. And then the Halo 3 music plays and the logo flashes. But anyway... his theory is that that's not the chief because he's on Earth. Instead of the ship, and he's brown, okay? If that made any sense. I got ship and brown. And if you look carefully, right before the banshees come in, he's actually silvery. I also think that the forerunner object looks like the landing pad thing the ship was on that left High Charity in Halo 2. I personally speak English. I don't know about Painkiller. Maybe you might look into a dictionary.
No, but I don't know, man. I think kind of majority has been ruling on this, on what that object is in the center. And it seems to be that that's the Ark. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Ark.
It's got to be.
We'll get into some further proof on that a little later on. But and the Ark, by the way, if you guys don't know, is what was mentioned at the end by one of the... the flying
Arbiter
thingy jigs, right?
Oh. Yeah, the floating. Was it 343 or was it the other one?
No, it was the other one.
It was the other one, wasn't it?
It's some long.
Penitent
name.
Tangent.
Yeah, that.
Penitent Tangent.
That guy.
But yeah,
that one dude.
What did you say now? He was the
Arbiter. They said it was. Well, they were talking and he said, I can't remember verbatim. It's been a while since I played that last level, but they're just talking about He actually shows them, like, pulls up the hologram and shows them the other seven rings, and they're like, whoa, there's seven more rings. And then they said, well, they're probably going to where you can activate the rings remotely. And they said, where's that? And he says, why, the Ark, of course. And that's what it does. The Ark is apparently where you can activate all the Halo rings remotely from there.
Yeah.
I guess. That's what I got from it.
And then it cuts to Master Chief, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then the Arbiter says, and where Oracle is that, or something like that. And then... That's when he goes to the chief.
Yeah, he doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
Silly Bungie.
And of course, the
Indeed.
Chief is hurtling towards Earth at the same time, so.
Yeah. Yep, sure enough.
Yeah, so. That's kind of a cool twist, I think. It makes for a good, cut to between that and Halo 3, really. But,
yep.
I don't know. Maybe it would have been better if they kind of showed that beforehand. Who knows? But nonetheless, it does make it kind of interesting how, we've waited so long and then all of a sudden we get like this little mystery going on of a little morsel of the plot that whoa, there's a forerunner thing on Earth, that's been there since probably before humans were there because it's buried so deep.
So, fuck it.
Interesting. So... just wanted to mention, too, is that a Bungie employee had said that they dropped three levels from Halo 2. So this was probably going to be in Halo 2 originally. I wonder where the game was originally supposed to end. Who knows, because we don't know what the Master Chief actually does once he notices all this stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, you're next, Paulie.
All right. Facehead says, can anyone say anti-aliasing?
I can't say that.
Anti-aliasing is really what he meant. I'm pretty sure, but yeah.
Anti-slicing
up the woohoo, apparently.
Apparently.
So, anyways, that big thing, as some call the Ark, is not the Ark. That same construction was on the last Halo. Earth is a Halo, that's that. Well, think
Yeah.
Tucci had something to say about that.
Yeah, I said Earth isn't a halo. That wouldn't make any sense. It has to be the Ark. 'Cause I think he's getting the Ark on Earth confused with the activation thing at the last level of Halo 2. I think that's what he's getting. Anyway, even if it was Halo, how would the Covenant be able to access it? I mean, they have the whole civil war going on. How would they be able to get the resources together and then activate it? Personally, I'd put the Great Journey on hold while this heresy's going on, but that's just me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I think some people just don't, I don't know, can't seem to pay attention to things. Like, I mean, I don't know why you'd think Earth is a halo, but
Yeah.
oh well.
Weird. Well, let's see. We got one from Rusty2005i, and this is a really cool one here. He says, "Hey guys, just want to let you know about the structure in the video. It is the Ark. Proof? Visit his Halo Story Theories website, the section on Halo Theories, which is at freewebs.com/haloism/theories.htm. Scroll down to Ark Theories. I recommend you guys check this out too. In that section are links to stills from a video on the Halo 2 Collector's Edition bonus disc showing a whiteboard drawing of the huge structure in the Halo 3 video." It really is. With the words "Ark on Earth" written, in whiteboard next to that. So,
Sharpie.
yeah, pretty much, yeah, Sharpie, yeah, whiteboard, whatever. Written in whiteboard. It took a giant whiteboard and wrote it on there. Since the Halo 2 Collector's Edition was released November 2004, this plotline has existed from before then, and the words also prove that the structure is the Ark. Let's not forget the structure on Coral. I don't know, is that in the books, Coral?
That's in the there's a special shoot. There's a little special book that comes with the collector's edition that talks about some weird foreign structure on Coral that was neither Covenant nor human in origin.
Where is Coral? Is that one of the planets that one of the
One
Halos
of
is orbiting?
the Earth colonies, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, so that's really good stuff there. It kind of shows that the Ark is real and that is it. Yeah. So, that too cheap. What's next, dude?
Okay, Taylor Stone says, "Hey guys, my gamer tag is ST0NER9997. Here's a theory about the trailer that was released during E3. The beginning, if you turn your speakers up, Cortana sounds like the Gravemind. Since she was with him when Halo 2 ended, I think Gravemind has control of her, and that is showing Master Chief what will happen if he fails."
Yeah, actually,
Yeah, maybe.
if you look at the storyboards for the trailer that are on Bungie.net that they link to, it shows Cortana like screaming in agony, which it doesn't really show in the trailer itself, and that made it like kind of clear to me that Gravemind is getting inside her head somehow and is like controlling her or something like that.
Where's your head at,
Yeah,
Cortana?
that's right. It's getting taken over. All right, so what else we got here?
Solidus Strife says, "It's rather obvious that Gravemind has taken over Cortana. Just listen to the tail end of her lines carefully. You can easily hear his voice. One of my favorite aspects of the video is the assault rifle, which could mean a possible comeback for it, and hopefully the old pistol. One thing I found kind of strange is that the Covenant aren't even trying to attack the Chief at all. Knowing Bungie, I highly doubt that any of this will be seen in the actual game, of course, just like the Halo 2 demo, but at E3. But yeah. Remember the demo level," Harry says anyways, "remember the demo level for E3 a few years back? You know, the one of the war-torn city that everyone wanted as a level? I think they'll pull something like that by just taking the voices and putting them into another scene. Probably.
Most likely.
That's
But that's
why
okay."
they only showed a little bit of stuff for this trailer. They didn't want that to happen again. They didn't want to show stuff that was gameplay stuff that got left out.
Yeah, because
So,
everybody's like, "I wanted that in the game. Why didn't you put that in the game?"
yeah, exactly.
graphics.
One thing I did like in that on that trailer from back in the day for Halo 2 was the part where like he stopped by like the medic tent. And he was talking to that guy that was wounded, and the medic that was saying they're all around, and they're all out there. They're trying to set up a perimeter and all that stuff. That was kind of cool. It gave you a feeling of like people are getting all messed up, and there's, we're
And
trying
didn't
to
he hand
hold
him
them
a gun
off.
or something too?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think maybe you picked one up later on or something. You dual wielded a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way cool. Remember when you like first saw about dual wielding and it was like, whoa!
Amazing.
It's got two guns, oh my gosh. How's he gonna do that? Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Anyway, alright, so Expand of Flame says, I think this trailer is like Independence Day meets War of the Worlds. The alien ships from the Independence Day come up from the ground. On a serious note, I think we should all hope Bungie doesn't even listen to our ideas and to create the game to make us like it, not just to make it the way we like it. For multiplayer, it'd be interesting to see something absolutely new. Not sure what it is, just something innovative like visor, chest plate, armor styles. The truth is, when the gateway opens up, all they found was me, he says. Right. Giant expanded flame. Could this gateway portal be another facility to hold in and research the flood built by the Forerunners? We will have to wait and see. I doubt it.
Surely not.
I don't know about the whole innovations thing. That would just make it too hectic, too thinking. I mean, Halo 2 is not necessarily a thinking man's game. You don't want to have to go into your inventory, pick a certain visor, and then attach armor.
Yeah.
That'd just be too crazy.
Pull a visor out of your pack. Let me attach this visor now. Yeah. No,
all
I think,
while you're being sniped at.
I think there's a lot of room for innovation in the way they handle multiplayer. Not necessarily the... I mean, yeah, there's room for some innovation with, like, weapons and stuff like that, and all the basic elements of, you know, the basic gameplay elements. But I think even more so, there's room for improvement in the in just the way that the whole multiplayer system works. And it's hard to explain because we haven't seen it yet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah. Halo 2 was, like, such a jump from anything that's ever been done before that I think that, you know, with what they've done in the past, that they have the potential to make a big jump even from Halo 2 to what Halo 3 is going to be in multiplayer. So,
mm-hmm. Well, aren't they going to have almost like another year to work on this longer than they did Halo 2?
Yeah, and because I think...
it's a year longer, right? For sure.
That's the one thing they're doing. They don't want to rush it like they did with Halo 2.
That special edition DVD with Halo 2, they're like stressing out, rushing like the whole time.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it must have been rough.
I think Microsoft Game Studios has really learned their lesson on that. Like, don't push Bungie, you know?
Yeah, don't. Bad, no.
Yeah, you we'll want a good back. Game, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll push back.
Yeah, really. No more BXRs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. No more super jeffing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Like...
Dummying.
Anyway.
List goes on.
Rocket cancels and all that.
Rocket cancels.
Yeah.
With the rocket sword, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was just saying, okay. That's old school right there.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Definitely.
All right, so who's up next here?
Okay. Clayboard says, nothing important. No, just kidding. He says he thinks that around the arc, something looks... there's a ring that looks a lot like a halo, maybe a mini halo in Earth that acts like the arc. That's basic gist I got from it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I think people haven't read up on the backstory and are kind of just making interjections on what they know. So that's all right.
Can't do anything. You got to play more than the games. Read the books. Look up these.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the web is just like bustling with all kinds of like theories, man. Especially like the HBO forums. Have you guys seen those? Dude.
Yeah, sometimes.
Everybody's just going nuts on there about Halo 3, about you know, what they think's going on and everything. So.
All the nerds like us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Cortana said this or that or whatever. And the graphics, they're so pretty.
The graphics.
We got great graphics in that game.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Sergeant Smiles says, the big arguments are what Cortana says and what that means. I believe the poem reads, first, she says, I have defied gods and demons. Cortana obviously has experienced the fragmented stuttering, because she kind of says, I, brought on by being copied too many times. Huh. Like in the novel First Strike. Okay, so, can you guys, like, give some backstory on how that works?
Okay, basically... Yeah, she can copy herself. It's this whole crazy story. And the first strike, she figures out the ability to copy herself, and then to access a Covenant-controlled space station, she has to log in there, copy herself millions of times, and eventually she starts stuttering, and then there's a total system crash, and Master Chief does his chiefy thing. I don't know.
Does the chiefy thing?
His some or other.
Chiefy thing.
Chiefy thing.
No, First Strike is the third novel, right?
Yeah, no, maybe this is the second one. I don't know.
No, the second one's a Flood. That's what I'm reading right now.
Ah, First Strike.
First one's Fall of Reach,
okay,
right?
That's the third one.
First one's Fall of Reach, then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Flood, then First Strike, and then I don't know what's the
Coral. No, Echoes of Coral, I think, is the fourth one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they could call it Third Strike just to avoid confusion, but hey, that's just me.
It's just like they called it Halo 3, so people don't confuse it with Halo 2.
I know. Huh? God, I'm so glad it's not Forerunner, man. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
that'd been kind of, I don't know,
freaking cop like off. There's a trilogy, and in the middle of Halo 2, oh, but let's take a little trip back to Halo 0. It's like, oh, freaking A.
This is Halo Combat Evolved 0.
Yeah.
Halo Combat Evolved.
So bad.
They pull a Perfect Dark on us.
Yeah.
Go back in time.
Silly Bungie. Time travels for marathon.
I wouldn't really mind a prologue.
No, I wouldn't mind either. I mean, I know they're going to do more than just once this is over. They have said this will be the last in the story arc. Not that this will be the last Halo game ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read that. I saw that, and I was like, "Oh, so this is gonna be like the last game as far as this storyline." But they might make other Halo games like a prologue with the Forerunner, maybe like base something upon the Forerunner, you know, like another series upon how everything about how it is now or something like that. I don't know.
They could go into a lot of stuff with that, with the backstory and everything, and with side stories and all kinds of different stuff between the.
But it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like. You know, how many books have spawned from Star Wars? You know, all this stuff. And a lot of it's between the first, second, and third episodes, you know?
Millions. So, millions of books.
You know, or plenty before and after. So they got a lot they can go on in that. And I hope they, after Halo 3, they change it from the numerical deal to, you know, something like Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, you know?
Like names. Like,
yeah.
Because we can count Bungie. Yeah. 1, 2, 4.
Because otherwise it's going to be like Final Fantasy 13, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
And it's just going to be like weighing on you how many freaking sequels there have been, you know?
Yeah. Pull a Dragon Ball Z Budokai on us. Now it's like Taketsui or something weird like that.
Whoa.
It's not Budokai 6. Whoa, it's Taketsui.
Chop Suey.
You know? Chop Suey.
Chop Suey.
Chop Suey. System of a Down.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, anyway, Cortana, she was saying, she says, okay, let's see here, like the novel First Strike, I'm trying to get back on track here. Okay, so, anyway, he says Gravemind or Cortana or whatever says defied gods and demons around the same time, it seemed like. Anyway, Cortana also said, I am your shield, I am your sword. Again, with the stuttering also on that. Also to note, Cortana's face distorts a lot when she says, I'm your shield. I guess it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't do that scream thing. I guess it just kind of distorts like it does
maybe.
Throughout the whole thing.
It's hard to see it anyways because it's all kind of grainy and stuff. So it's hard to tell. But maybe.
It's like stretched and grainy and all screwed up.
Yeah.
And I wonder how he's actually receiving those messages too, which is kind of weird. You know.
Yeah.
But
maybe that'll play into Halo 3. Maybe you don't know whether to trust or distrust Cortana.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. That'd be a nice twist.
That's a good point, hey,
Like, Gravemind is using her as a medium to control the Chief or something.
And you don't know when she's talking and when the Gravemind's talking, you know?
Yeah.
That would be pretty crazy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, a little treachery going on and stuff. Anyway, when she says, I am your sword, the distortion sounds kind of like a horror movie representation of her. His speculation, it's her evil twin.
Evil twin, that's a bit of a stretch.
It's like evil Cortana.
Evil Cortana.
So she says, I know you're your past, your future. This is probably the real Cortana simply because it's the clearest image and voice we see, and it's the first to be looking straight ahead. And then, of course, she says, this is the way the world ends. This is the most clear voice of them all. to set off all the halos, one must go to the Ark. If you watch the trailer, then you see the firing, so this line makes the most sense in context. In the trailer, the Phantom probably holds the Prophet of Truth. I think he's talking about that Phantom, or that giant Prophet ship. But
the Prophet ship.
The Prophet ship thing.
Well, that carries the Prophet.
Because the Phantom, you know, that's a different ship entirely.
Well, he might have meant that Phantom that went by, like, right after some of the Banshees, like, and just maybe thought he was on there, forgot about the other ship. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's that one towards the center with, like, that looks like one of the Prophet ships that was on Halo 2 that veers off mm-hmm. as it's going off. But he says, anyway, they veer off in an evasive pattern when the fires, so that could mean one of two things, that the firing is premature, or that it's not firing, but transforming for some unknown purpose.
Well, I think the trailer is say people are, see, like, the people are disappointed with, like, the Halo 2 demo, like, they're wanting to play that level, and then they say they don't put, like, anything that looks like the trailer in the game at all. Like, as far as that, like, how that whole trailer went about right there. I mean, I think it's just to be showed that, like, that if that is the Ark, and what happens to the Ark right there, like, it opens up and it fires, that could be the end of everything right there, and it's just showing. And then the Cortana says, this is the way the world ends, like...
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's not going to happen, and that's not going to be in the game, because,
that'd
be the end of the world. Yeah, I mean, so that didn't make
sense. I just hope that's not the end. That just the whole everybody explodes and dies.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
didn't they do a good job of having that mystery in your mind? You know, like, you're like, no, but what if the world just that thing fires and it's gonna hit all the halos and the whole universe is gonna blow up? Oh no! You're like,
that's
what
the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool
when I first
the way
saw
they.
It and... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's kind of cool the way they created that mystery in your mind. You know, oh, I hope it can't be. Master Chief's got to save it. You know.
Yeah, it's just like Marty O'Donnell said. He said he wanted to get excited and they want to be left with a feeling of I can hardly wait to play this game, with a slight aftertaste of I wonder what the heck Cortana meant.
Oh yeah,
that's definitely what I'm getting from it.
They wouldn't have to do much for me to think that. I mean, they could have just showed a picture of the Chief and Cortana saying, like, two words, and I've been like, I want to play it.
Yeah.
You know, it's great, though, because it's like, it's kind of like, you know, Bungie got kind of screwed out of three levels, I think, on Halo 2 and a real ending, you know, of like, Empire Strikes Back style ending. And, you know, and I think because of that, they are kind of bummed about that, but it's kind of like, nice save, Bungie. You know, they came out here, they really made it, the ending makes sense, because all of a sudden we get a giant plot thickening right here with the Ark on Earth, with, you know, the potential firing of it, with Cortana, you know. All of a sudden we get, like, some major plot points thrown at us that we get to speculate on until Halo 3 comes out. And, of course, some real graphics. Speculate.
Speculate we shall.
Speculate on the graphics.
They're so pretty.
So let's get moving on here. We got a few more to talk about and see what happens.
Alright. Brent Gamer says, after the Halo 3 announcement trailer came out, there was a lot of speculation as to what will happen in the Halo 3 storyline. From what we've seen in the trailer, here's what we know. The sign flapping around the desert at the beginning of the trailer shows that the grunts have overthrown the prophets and now rule the covenant with an iron fist and a high-pitched voice.
You are bound to me! Get down!
Activate the halo!
Hurry up!
We must complete the great journey! Huh? Wow.
Anyways, Cortana's female emotions that were built into her are kicking in, and she's having mood swings. Ladies out there, please don't send me death threats. Brent, better be careful.
Cortana's PMSing.
Yeah,
because we got a big lady. Wow. We got a big lady fan base, podactically. You know?
Yeah, we just totally lost all our female listeners right now.
They're gone. We lost all
three of them. Yeah.
Thanks, Brent.
It says the artifact in the trailer is really just a huge forerunner bug zapper. Banshees, much like moths, are attracted to its glowing blue light.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
We just needed one all along.
We thought it was the Ark, man. We were all screwed up.
That's why they're just flying over the chief, because they're just like, oh, pretty light.
Yeah.
The Master Chief and Miranda Keys will definitely not be doing a karaoke-style duet of Funky Town.
Oh,
many
man.
People hoped that this would be an addition to the game, but it sadly won't. Yeah, that's terrible.
I don't know.
Johnson
I,
the ladies
I
like.
Wouldn't rule that out quite yet.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to.
Yeah. Who said they wouldn't? You know? Until I hear official word from Bungie, I'm not ruling that.
I don't believe it. Brent Gamer, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And he also says, a new minigame will be put into Halo 3, appropriately titled, Let's See Who Can Die First When Those Halos Detonate.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Warrior
Grunts
style.
First.
Yeah, Grunts First, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we already said this, but this is the final Halo. Now, if that means they might be doing another story arc in the Halo universe, but the whole Master Chief saving the world thing, that's on its way out this game.
Yeah. But I hope Bungie continues to make Halos, and maybe even other games.
Yeah. Pimps at Sea, Part 2.
There you go. Part 1 is probably, like, circulating in their studios right now.
Yeah, they're playing it. That's all they're doing. They're not even working on Halo 3, just playing Pimps at Sea.
Playing multiplayer Pimps at Sea, man. You know it. Well, we also got some speculation on the assault rifle, because Master Chief is carrying that. And Renegade, Quality Jeverage, and Rockfist pretty much say similar things on this. Looks like everything I thought it would be, but it's the Master Chief holding an assault rifle. Could this be a hint on the fact they're going back to Halo 1-style games? Maybe a combination between the battle rifle and assault rifle would be kind of cool. You can't wait. So, what do you guys think about this?
Sometimes it hits them and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah. I like the assault rifle. I mean,
it was alright. Just everybody wanted pistol. Headshot.
A pistol does not need to come back.
I know, man. I'm not interested in seeing the pistol again. Please, no. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, a pistol that can fire, like, as far as a rifle can and that can kill someone in 4 shots. Give me a break. The barrel's not that long, you know?
I would definitely die. A lot.
Yeah, I didn't play Halo 1 that much multiplayer-wise, but I mean,
it was fun if you got 16 people going, but like 2-4 people, it's not that much fun.
No, especially somebody that's good with it, and there's like, I mean, there's been playing Halo 1 like since it came out, and I mean, you just get owned, and you're just like,
yeah.
I know, huh?
Never play with 40s.
Yeah, dude, I used to play.
That's what I've learned from my friends.
40s are bad.
It's standby and like split screen.
Otters.
Yeah. But, yeah, I used to play Halo 1 a lot, man. But, I mean, I never necessarily, like, was the pistol guy all the time. My stepson was, like, big into Halo 1. He was, like, always with the pistol. And he was just, like, owning with it all the time. And I was always like, man, there's lots of weapons on the map, you know? And
hand him a rocket launcher, see what he does with it. How do I shoot this thing?
Yeah.
Like, how about you put the pistol down and stop killing me, please?
Yeah, I remember on Hingham High, I'd be, like, across the map on the other corner, and I'd be on, you know, like, the tower that you have to spiral around to get to the top, and I'd be just walking out into the open area, and he'd fire at me, like, he'd get a couple shots off, and I'd be running back to try to get behind cover, and he'd shoot me down, and I'm like, freaking, you're across the map, and you're firing a pistol, man.
Yes.
It's like a 40 caliber pistol, too, so you know that thing's going to be like a giant
ridiculously
explosion.
Overpowered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the needler would be the new pistol.
But I can understand where you guys are coming from, those of you that do like the pistol, because in a sense, it does make it, you know, interesting, is that you're always in danger wherever you are, you know, and that's what kind of like what the BR provides for Halo 2, so...
Yeah, definitely. I like the BR better, though.
Yeah, me too.
It takes more skill, I mean, because if you're a good Halo player, you're good, or a good Halo 2 player, you're good with the BR, like, no doubt.
Yeah.
I think people would argue that, you know, the pistol takes more skill because there's no auto-aim.
That's true. That's the one thing I missed about Halo 2. I wish you could have turned auto-aim off.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Make for a cool tournament.
Bungie, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, we were fine without the auto-aim.
You know,
we made it through the whole Halo 1. We played a lot of multiplayer. I don't see why we had to add it to, you know, help with
controller movement and stuff like that.
It's for all the noobs, man. All those noobs that wrote in and said, well, you know,
too hard.
We can't control this.
It's too hard.
The graphics aren't
are just
pretty.
Terrible.
What about the graphics?
Master Chief's not shiny.
Yeah. So, yeah, some people were asking about Master Chief's armor. Like, why was it so dented up? I don't know, because he was, like, fighting crap.
He's a Master Chief. Yeah. He's fought, like, millions of grunts and elites and everybody. I don't know. That would only make sense.
He was in that armor through, what, like, a whole game?
Yeah. All three games.
Probably needs
Halo 2.
Probably reeks in there, man.
Six.
Oh, man, I can't imagine.
Can you imagine how it smells?
Where does he go to the bathroom? I mean, what?
That's what I want to know. Maybe he has a little, like, Master Chief catheter going on down there.
No, man, he's got a little hole. He just, like, pops a little, like... He's got
a movable crotch.
He's going to take a squat like a girl, man.
Pop a squat.
He's, like, coming around a corner in the library or something.
Press X
like,
to take a pee.
Gotta take a whiz. And he's, like, crouching down.
Grant's like, what are you doing?
Demon!
Oh, no. You... Go in and shower!
Okay, so, yeah, definitely the assault rifle is in there. That's all we know. We don't know if maybe it's a combination assault rifle, battle rifle, if it has a, like, full auto slash three-shot slash one-shot option.
That would be awesome.
You know, but I do know, at first I thought it was, like, longer stock than the original one. But then I looked at a comparison that Captain Crunk did on the forums about the picture between the previous one and the new one, and the model is exactly the same. They add a lot more detail to the assault rifle itself, but the model itself is the same. So, you know, that goes to show that the assault rifle will be on there. And in a way, it makes sense. You know, it's not like they've come out with all new weapons on Earth since he's been gone. It's only been a couple months, you know.
Yeah.
So.
You know, that's something that's crazy. I think it was in the Halo 1, the game manual. I can't remember for sure, but like, it has to do like the assault rifle. It said in there, I mean, like when I got the game or when I first, like, I think before I even played Halo, I was reading it, just messing around, reading the manual. And it said something about, talking about the assault rifle. You know the little screen on there with your ammo count and whatnot on there? On the old assault rifle, and it has a little arrow, like the waypoint deal, you know?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And, like, when you would turn it, the arrow would, I mean, it always, like, stayed one direction. Well, they said in the manual that was supposed to be used, to, like, so you didn't get turned around and lost in the game. I don't think I ever use that to get my bearings in any level. I mean...
Okay, here we go. I got the game manual right here. The MA-5B's integrated computer displays rounds left and the magazine in relative direction of the glass gas planet threshold for a point of reference. More like a compass or something, I guess.
Yeah, basically like a north pointer.
To threshold.
Yeah, I didn't particularly, you know, use that either, but I just used they did leave a lot of good hints in Halo 1 and in Halo 2 for that matter about where you need to go. You know, within the building levels there was always arrows on the floor showing you you know, and then the closed doors didn't light up, stuff like that, so
where do I go?
Just an easy game. Where do I go? Like, that's why Halo is so easy to play. That's why, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why so many people play it. It's because it's so just, anybody can just jump on and play. You don't have to be like, well, what do I do? Well, you pull R to shoot, and L's the grenade, and that's forward, and that's like, I don't know, I mean.
Yeah, it's not too complicated. You just can easily get in and play it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of this. But just as kind of final thoughts here, this means with the Halo 3 trailer coming out, this means Bungie will actually be giving us updates on the weekly What's Update. Woohoo! Showing us the progress of Halo 3. And they did talk about that on the recent Halo 3 update. And also, Podtacular, of course, will be shifting lots of focus to Halo 3, but still enjoying Halo 2 in the meantime. We're going to be having the season.
Course.
We're going to be having all kinds of good stuff going on with different tournaments, events, things like that at podtacular.com. So definitely check that out. So what's this next guy say here?
Okay, most Greek of all the Greeks says, obviously this is a sign that the end time is approaching, the time when the ultimate battle between good and evil will shake this planet to its very core. Ultimate Showdown. A time when I frag. It's time when I fraggle my friends online on yet another fine Bungie game. We must all prepare with fasting, meditation, and an eye on the internet for more news from Bungie.
Yeah, fasting. Oh, I'm hungry.
Me too.
I think I'm going to go eat. Let's skip that fasting thing.
Cheetos.
Yeah. For all of you Bungie religious people out there, feel free to fast. I'm going to go eat some chow.
Yes.
I don't think we'll be joining you in that venture.
Yeah, you're
coming
in.
I like my foods.
Yeah,
because you got till 2007 after all. So if you can last, then maybe you're being, you know, you're being sustained by the forerunners or something like that.
Guinness
World Records. If you can last that long, you need to go into the Spartan program, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, it sounds like you already got some biomods or something.
You're a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Shoo in. I'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll tune in next week for the Customs and Call-In show, where we talk about the top few custom games people send in, play back some listener voicemails, and read off some cool tales from the foxhole. It's going to be a cool show.
Sweet.
All right.
Send your tips in, your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. Are always seeking new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave us a message. Maybe not one of them, but some people like to plasma grenades. It's
alright. Yeah, so thanks to Symphonic also for editing audio. And so until next time, guys, I'm Mojive.
I'm not too cheap.
I'm blocking off us.
Fragging trucks.
Keep on keeping up.
That's right.
Alright there, guys.
Later.
See ya.
There's only one thing left to say. Dun 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 d